Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there's so much opportunity in the world. The internet does give us that opportunity. It gives us instant information. It puts us in a position where we can reach out across the city, across the state, across the world, and understand what comes on and what's going on. It brings us instant news. But it also makes us vulnerable at the same time, because your computer is tied into the internet. Now, I remember not so long ago we got a brand new computer, desktop, and brand name, great company, and in the morning looked at the computer and it was completely blue screen. There was nothing there whatsoever. How could that be? It's a brand new computer. And of course, thoughts of fear run through your mind. I mean, I have 450 blog posts. I have radio shows. I've got research. I've got information. I've got years and years of work. And I'm thinking to myself, my goodness, it's all gone. And then I remembered, no, it's not gone, because we back up the computer. And not only do we back up the computer, but we have a service that backs up the computer consistently. Every time there's something that goes on the computer, it comes in and it sweeps the information and it's current every few minutes, however it works. So I never have to fear that someone is going to send me a notice and ransom the website or the computer, or I don't have to fear that I'm going to have a hard drive crash, which I've had previously, and I know that our systems are safe because we run virus software every day. We update it every single day. It also runs automatically. I know that all of the information is secure because it's updated up in the cloud. And that's really important. Your life is your computer. Your business is your computer. If you lose all of your information, if you lose all of your accounts receivable, your accounts payable, your customer list, what would you do? Not to mention someone coming in and hacking your computer if you don't have the proper software that prevents people from doing that and the proper virus protection. It's really important in today's times to be aware of the danger. You lock your car every single place you go. I mean, there was a time, and I will admit that I am, as they say, old school, and I remember my father parking the car out in the street and leaving the keys in it with the windows down. And nobody bothered it. Today, most people park their car in the driveway and they lock their car because they want to be secure. They have a deadbolt on their door at their home because they want to be secure. But it's too late to worry about backing up your computer once the information is gone. It can actually put you out of business, cost you everything. And we don't want that to happen. And even if it doesn't cost you everything, it will cost you such disruption that you'll wish that you spent the few dollars that it takes to have a company come in and back up your computer. Now, one of the things that I often hear from people is, we have tape drives. We back them up internally. Really? What if there was a fire and those tape drives were destroyed? Well, we take them home. Well, okay. What if they were in the car and the car was stolen? What if it was the couple days that you didn't take the tape drives home? What if the tape drive wasn't working and you didn't know it? What would you do? How would you reformulate all of that information for your business? You may not be able to. So let's be defensive here and let's back up our computers. We also need to have a conversation with our employees about phishing. No, not the kind with a rod and reel. The kind that someone sends you an email, gets you to open it up, and the purpose is so that they can steal your information. We need to have a mini course on computer safety and how to use it. And how does it happen sometimes? Well, sometimes people are going to inappropriate sites. And all they have to do is go to that site, and you've got a computer problem. So there should be company policy about how the computer is used, what sites are permissible, so that we make sure that we don't get a virus. Another thing that happens and we don't want to happen is people send these jokes around. Some of them are funny, some of them aren't. But it amazes me that people have time to do that. But incoming to your computer is a joke or an interesting picture of something that's gone around. Well, as it does that, it could very well pick up a virus. You don't want that. So there also should be a policy about people sending those things. They shouldn't be permitted to do it. I ask all of my clients not to do that, not to send me jokes, not to send me the things that they think they're interesting. Now, if it's an article about business, if it's an article about their company, if it's some interesting fact that comes from a reliable source, that's fine. I enjoy reading that. I enjoy people taking the time and thinking of me and sending me things. But be on guard. Think about how you are going to handle your computer security so that you don't have a problem. This is Howard LeWinter. And remember, after the fact, it's too late. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.